In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. I said this last night at Vespers as I was speaking about the epistle today, and the epistle last night, and today we'll focus on the gospel passage that we just heard, but just to remind ourselves once again that we are beginning the next phase, I should say, in our journey, and that is today. We begin the Triodion period, or as it's more informally known, pre-Lent. And the pre-Lenten period is four Sundays. The Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee today, next week, the Prodigal Son. Then the Sunday of Judgment, which we know as Meat Fair. And then finally the Sunday of Forgiveness, which we know as Cheese Fair. And then the next day, Great and Holy Lent begins. And then we move forward to May 2nd when we will celebrate the glorious feast of the resurrection of our Lord, Pascha. So we once again begin this journey. And as we look back in our lives, some of us have traveled this road more than others, and it may seem and appear the same thing, and in the gospel passages and the epistle and all the different things that we do, it is the same, but it means something different for us, and it should mean something different for us each and every year that we travel this road, we travel this journey of pre-Lent and Lent. I said this again last night, and I was thinking a little bit more about this, that I said that in the world, it seems that Lent is viewed differently than the way we view it as Orthodox Christians. And then as I was reading something last night, it really struck me that it's not just in the secular world, but it's even in some sectors or some corners of the Christian world, that Lent is viewed as a deprivation, as depriving ourselves. Pre-Lent period is to think about what we're going to deprive ourselves and even to feel sorrowful for it. And then Lent, of course, is a period of time that we undergo this deprivation and feel that we are missing something. And then when Easter or Pascha happens, we celebrate not necessarily the resurrection, but the end of this deprivation. And then we spend the rest of the year to go back and to indulge ourselves on all those things that we felt we deprived ourselves of. But as Orthodox Christians, and this is the wisdom and really the beauty of hundreds of years of the expression and the life of the church and the fathers and mothers who didn't just write these things down and offer them in services and offer them in teachings, but they lived it. This is the beauty, because for us, the pre-Lenten period is a time for us to really look within ourselves and to ponder changing. Lent is a time to change, to look at ourselves honestly and sincerely. And maybe even it's painful for us to do this, to really look at who we are and to prepare ourselves for change. And then during the Lenten period of the fast is when we really put into action, in enacting these changes in our life. And each and every week of the pre-Lenten period and the Lenten period helps us, gives us these guideposts we've heard before along our journey. And then, of course, Pascha, we celebrate these changes that hopefully have taken place in our life. And then the rest of the year, we strive to daily maintain these changes in our life, because ultimately, the entirety of our life, the goal of our life, is salvation. So the road begins for us this year Today, it begins towards the cross and the resurrection with this gospel passage. And if you were here in Orthodox, you heard the beautiful hymns of the Idiomala right after the 50th Psalm, which are different beginning today and reflect the spirit, the attitude, the challenge for us as we begin this pre-Lenten period and enter into Lent. So we have to remember these things, but not just remember, we have to understand that it's not about deprivation, it's about change. And so we have today, right away, these examples of extreme examples as they may be, but maybe not so extreme, because we identify, or we should identify, with both characters, both people, the Pharisee and the publican, or the tax collector, as he was known. And so as we know the story, we are reminded again that the goal of our life as Christians is salvation. And it's something that we are not able to grasp ourselves. It's not something that we are able to, on our own effort and accord and our own, choice or our own attempt to gain ourselves. But it is, as we know, a gift, the gift of salvation by the grace of God. And the publican, the one who was, as we heard, despised and treated people in a very terrible manner and lived a life of, just a terrible life. One who not just collected taxes, and we've talked about this before because we've heard about tax collectors in this time. It wasn't someone who just simply waited for the check to come in the mail, but went looking for people who didn't pay. And in some cases, even took even more. They were extortionists. They didn't just take what was due or owing, but they took even more. So these were people who were very much hated, as we hear in the Word. And then we have in the Pharisee, the one who tithing, praying, going to church, all these things, these virtues, which are good things. But for him, it was more than just that. It was not only lifting up in his mind what he did, it was tearing down the other person. And so the Pharisee, as we heard, prayed to himself. He made himself God. He boasted on what he had done, and then he judged the other person. And the tax collector fell down on his face and sought the mercies of God. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. And then this is the essence of the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me and save me, the sinner. And so we are to emulate the virtues of the Pharisee, but we are to live the life in humility of the tax collector. So both people, both individuals are lifted up for us. This morning I read something about from St. Hesychios the priest. And he said, leave the past to the mercy of God, the present to his love, and the future to his providence. The past to the mercy of God, the present to his love, and the future to his providence. This really sums up the essence of this gospel passage. And it gives us a sense of how we too should begin our journey today with the publican and the Pharisee, throughout the pre-Lenten period, throughout Lent, as we focus and look toward the goal. The goal of life as a Christian is salvation. And the goal for us as Christians of salvation is available to us, is made real for us because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so as we continue on in our journey, and especially this year, let us remember as we leave here today and we have discussions within our families, with our friends, and with others about what's going on in this world today, in this pandemic and all these other things that impact us, let us remember to do so with the humility of the publican, the tax collector. Let us not approach each other, and most importantly, let us not approach God with the pride, and the arrogance of the Pharisee. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen us as we continue on in our journey this year and all our life. Amen.